In many Antwerp streets, you can find traces of abbeys and monastic communities. But in the Klosterstraat or Cloister Street, only the name reminds us of what was once the most prestigious address in the city.
When you look at historical city maps of Antwerp, you will be surprised by the omnipresence of monasteries and religious communities. This has to do with the Catholic Counter-Reformation from 1585 onwards. Especially in the 17th century, our beloved Archdukes Albert and Isabella strongly supported the existing religious orders, and they also invited new ones. What would our paint masters still recognise in today's city? Well, hardly anything. Even though the street plan of the old town hasn't changed since about 1600. Most monasteries disappeared during the era of Enlightenment by decree of the Austrian Emperor Joseph II, or afterwards during the French Revolution. Still, a few houses, visible in 1640, can still be seen today. On the contrary, take this street for instance. At house numbers 31 to 37, Master Rubens would probably have shed more than one tear.
Where is St. Michael's Abbey? With Maria Pipelinks, my beloved mother's grave? Where did I have my first studio, approximately Klosterstraat 35? Where did my neighbour and later first wife Isabella, daughter of City Secretary Jan Brand, live?
Rubens would be pleasantly surprised, however, to learn that there is a museum now in the South District with a room that bears his name. He must have been familiar with the concept of Kunstkamer, or art room, because his own patron, Cornelius van der Geest, had one. And Rubens himself was very often a prominent figure in the art galleries of the monarchs of his time. In this very street today, he would probably visit some contemporary art galleries and bookstores. He would search for works there of his classmate, business partner, and good friend, Balthazar Moretus, head of the famous Plantain Printery.